I'm Johnny Mack with your daily comedy news. It's my favorite kind of daily comedy news. There is too much news. I can tell you already, I've got too much for one podcast, which is great. Let's take a look at the late night shows. Did you see where Donald Trump did a speech from his country club? Jimmy Fallon said, just so we're all clear, during a historic pandemic that has crippled the economy, the President of the United States signed 4 executive orders to help the unemployed from his private country club. Even Marie Antoinette was like, come on, man, read the room. Seth Meyer said, also, nothing says man of the people like doing a press conference at your $350,000 a year private golf club. Seth again, Trump also signed other executive orders, including a payroll tax holiday, student loan relief, and eviction moratorium. Of course he wants that. Come January, everyone in his family might need it. Seth again, that's not how it works. For one thing, only Congress can appropriate money. For another, this isn't one of your businesses. You can't just move money around to cover your losses. Then he did a Trump impression saying, I got it. We're just going to move money from the tax fund to the casino fund to the hotel fund to the slush fund to the porn star fund. Boom, done. And Trevor Noah said, and don't get me wrong, some of these ideas that Trump proposed are actually good ones. I mean, suspending student loan payments makes a lot of sense right now, and banning evictions is a great idea, even though I'm pretty sure that Trump only wants that because he thinks it means that he can't get kicked out of the White House. Stephen Colbert, among the many problems with Trump's payroll tax holiday is that ending the tax could have catastrophic fiscal effects on programs, especially Social Security. Then he did a Trump impression, said, but don't worry, old people. Something tells me you won't be needing that Social Security. Come to my rally. Leave the mask at home. Colbert again, Trump's so-called eviction moratorium is really more of a suggestatorium because instead of banning the practice, he instructs key officials to consider whether there should be a ban on evictions. Consider? These people need to be rescued. It reminds me of the classic film Considering Saving Private Ryan. All right, big news. Dave Chappelle still doing those concerts in the park. Louis C.K. made a surprise appearance the other night. C.K. is showing up in Instagram posts posted by some folks who were at the show. Apparently, Michelle Wolf, DJ Trauma, and Mo Ammer, who's a great comic, they were also at the show. DJ Trauma, who's Chappelle's tour DJ, shared a post that said, Louis C.K. came through and rocked with us. Other famous people who were there, Sarah Silverman, Tiffany Haddish, and Common. This thing is going on. The initial report says it's unclear if CK was at the shows to perform or as a guest, and the exact day was unconfirmed because the photo was from the same day CK was photographed vacationing in St. Bart's. Chappelle has defended CK in the past in his Netflix special Sticks and Stones. Chappelle said, Louis CK was a very good friend of mine before he died in that terrible masturbation accident. He didn't do anything you can call the police for. I dare you to try. Now he's coming back playing comedy clubs and they're acting like if he's able to do that, that's going to hurt women. What the fuck is your agenda, ladies? That's Dave Chappelle, not Johnny Mack. Now, Vulture is wondering if a Netflix special is coming. Some of the people who showed up so far, and I mentioned a couple of these in this podcast already, but Chris Rock, David Letterman, Jon Stewart, Tiffany Haddish, Michael Che, Michelle Wolf, Sarah Silverman, and others. The speculation is it could be a Netflix special or a documentary like Dave Chappelle's Block Party. Netflix did not comment. One attendee posted a picture of a sign that said, this performance is being recorded for future telecasts and other exploitation at the producer's discretion and may include pictures of the audience or individuals in the audience and backstage. Attendance at this performance shall be deemed your consent to appear in such telecasts without compensation. Very interesting. But not everyone was so excited. The Independent gathered some reactions from Twitter. One Twitter user wrote, you don't always have a say who's on the bill with you, but you sure as hell have a say in being in the photos with him. He hurt and violated your colleagues. He doesn't get to come back, the he being CK. Another commented, that pick of all the comedians with Louis CK is bad. It's not enough for this dum-dum to work the right-wing stand-up circuit. He wants to be back in the mainstream with his friends. Oh, there's plenty more news. George Carlin is getting a documentary. This from Deadline. HBO's teaming up with Judd Apatow to make a 2-part documentary on George Carlin. This should be great. The doc will feature interviews with Carlin's family and friends, material from his stand-up specials and TV appearances, as well as material from his personal archive. One of the suits involved with this says, the sting of his words is as sharp now as when he was on stage. Carlin is the comedian's comedian who mastered his craft and shaped American counterculture such that he paved the way for a generation of comics that followed. It has been very interesting to me. I remember George's late period work when it was a new release and we were at Sirius at the time. And I just felt it all sounded really angry, and I did not enjoy the material when it was released. Now here, 10, 15 years later, that late period Carlin stuff sounds like it was recorded this morning. He is a prophet. You listen to that stuff, and it's like, wow, you could be on stage in 2020, and this would all totally hold up. So I'm looking forward to that, Doc. Larry Wilmore is heading back to Late Night with a new show on Peacock. This from Deadline. They have ordered the Untitled Larry Wilmore Show, and they will pair it with the Amber Ruffin Show to launch a weekly topical late-night block. In the show, Wilmore will have discussions with high-profile people from all different backgrounds, including sports, politics, and entertainment. In other words, we gave Larry Wilmore a show, and we don't know what's on it, except we will have guests. I'll read it again. Wilmore will have discussions with high-profile people from all different backgrounds, including sports, politics, and entertainment. Here, let me describe the Tonight Show. Jimmy Fallon will have discussions with high-profile people from all different backgrounds, including sports, politics, and entertainment. Let me describe The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. Colbert will have discussions with high-profile people from all different backgrounds. Let me describe Jimmy Kimmel. Kimmel will have discussions with high-profile people from all different backgrounds. Let me describe Trevor Noah's show. Trevor will have discussions with high-profile people. You get it. Rob Schneider's new special is out on Netflix. This from NBC New York. He wants to remind people that he started his career as a stand-up comedian. He said, I remember when I was 16, I used to write jokes and send them to the show, that show being SNL, and then 7 years later, I was on the show. For the past several years, he's been touring small comedy clubs working on material for the special. The special is called Asian Mama Mexican Kids. Schneider says, I'm at the point in my life where I don't mind being honest. This is the least amount of lies I've ever told in any comedy routine. Schneider's going out on the road again, doing a double bill with David Spade. Yep, Spade and Schneider touring together. They'll be at the Ventura County Fairgrounds on August 28th. I'm sure they'll do some other shows. They said the event will offer room for 700 cars per show. Sound will be distributed via FM radio. Tickets are sold in advance and online, priced at $99. Each ticket is valid for one car, and the number of passengers must not exceed the number of safety belts / seats in the vehicle. For safety reasons, sound is only transmitted through FM radio to discourage audience members from leaving their vehicles. Sitting in truck beds or taking bathroom trips are okay as well, as long as attendees wear proper face coverings and keep to groups of two while being away from the vehicle. No food is available for purchase, but attendees will be provided with a comprehensive list of downtown Ventura restaurants that feature curbside pickup. So if you want to see Spade and Schneider, August 28th at the County Fairgrounds, very exciting. And that is your comedy news for today. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts. Follow on Spotify. See you tomorrow.